Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Thursday, the 29th of October. It is now 53. No rain in the bucket today. We had 33 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, but we do have rain returning to our forecast. Maybe a 30% chance Friday night, and rain likely Saturday. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. 43-year-old Tony D. Zonders of Fairfield was arrested last night on drug charges following a traffic stop in Fairfield. Wayne County Sheriff's Police report they spotted Zonders run the red light at Northwest 7th and Main. They pulled his Toyota passenger car over at Clarence Avenue. The deputy reported seeing Zonders shove something down his pants and pop something into his mouth. A search of his person revealed five small plastic baggies containing alleged residual amounts of methamphetamine, along with a smoking pipe. Zonders' vehicle was towed from the scene, and he was booked at the county jail on preliminary charges of being in possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. 45-year-old Marvin E. Stone of Sisney was arrested early this morning after he allegedly punched a county sheriff's deputy who was trying to get him help. It was about 1:43 this morning when a deputy was dispatched to Stone's home on a report of a suicidal subject. The officer reports that Stone refused to speak to a North Wayne ambulance person who was there to help and attempted to go back inside his house against orders of the police. As Deputy Justin Curry attempted to stop Stone, Stone's accused of turning around and striking the officer in the face. During the alleged altercation, Stone repeatedly asked the cops to shoot him and kill him. Instead, Stone was handcuffed and taken to the county jail, where he was booked on a charge of aggravated battery of a police officer. WFIW News, time 12:17.
Hey folks, this is Sandy from Gale Sales and Service. I'm here to tell you about the USA-made Speed Queen washers and dryers. If you don't want to give up your top load washer, these machines are for you. They have full agitation and deep rinse, hot wash temperatures when needed, and the water spins out instead of pumping out at the end of the cycle. With full 3-year part and labor warranties, you can't beat these machines. Also included are 5-year motor and 10-year transmission warranties. What more can you ask for? Come on in and see us at Gale Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield, to check them out.
Sisney Key Market takes pride in custom catering special events and parties. They serve great tasting entrees and delicious side dishes too that are sure to please. For casual events, try their meat, cheese, or veggie trays, finger foods, hors d'oeuvres, or order a cake or pie. Schedule your event by calling 673-2119. Sisney Key Market is independently owned. They accept major credit cards, Illinois link cards, and offer lottery sales. Sisney Key Market on the Square in Sisney appreciates your business. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sundays, 8 to 1.
At the Watering Can in Albion, we're excited to announce our third annual Christmas Open House, November 6th and 7th. It all kicks off Friday at 8 a.m. Candlelight hours from 4 to 8 p.m. This year is a must-see, so mark your calendars. Refreshments and drawings for an evergreen wreath, electric candle, and Christmas table linens. This year is going to be a showstopper. Grab your friends and join the fun. It's the Can at its best, November 6th and 7th. See you there.
32-year-old Daniel K. Call of Columbus City, Iowa, has been sentenced on a felony conviction of aggravated unlawful restraint, domestic battery, and aggravated battery. Call received a prison sentence of 4 years on each conviction. This was in White County Circuit Court at Carmine. He'll have to serve 4 years of parole on the domestic battery conviction and 1 year parole on each conviction of aggravated battery and aggravated unlawful restraint. Philip S. Burton, 28, of Carmine, was sentenced Wednesday to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 3 felony charge of possession of methamphetamine. State has recommended that Burton serve his time in the state's boot camp program. He was also sentenced to 364 days in the county jail on a Class A misdemeanor charge of drunk driving. In addition, Burton will have to serve another year of parole once he gets out of jail. Bertha D. Reed, 28, of Mounds, has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 3 felony charge of retail theft. She was also ordered to serve another year of parole once she gets out of jail and pay the local Walmart $916 in restitution. That's the Carmi Walmart. Frontier Community College has awarded the Earl R. Podorf Memorial Scholarship to Noah Freimeyer of Albion. Freimeyer is currently enrolled in Frontier's Electrical Distribution Systems program and will complete the certificate in May of next year. He's a 2009 graduate of Harrisburg High School, the son of Lonnie and Terry Keener of Albion. The Earl Potthoff Memorial Scholarship was established in December of 2012 by Lorraine Potthoff in memory of her late husband. It is the first donation presented to the Frontier Foundation specifically for a career and technical program that will last in perpetuity. The Earl R. Potthoff Memorial Scholarship is presented each year in the amount of $1,000 to a student enrolled in that electrical distribution systems program. Now, Earl Potthoff was born in Fairfield in 1928 to Frank and Irene Vaughn Potthoff. At the age of five, his family moved to Plainfield, Illinois, where they settled and raised three boys. As an adult, Earl worked for Commonwealth Edison, the largest utility company in Illinois, serving Chicago and northern Illinois. He worked there from 1950 to 1987. After 37 years with the company, he retired, and he and his wife, Lorraine, became avid RVers traveling the country till they chose to settle in Fairfield in 93. He was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma and died at the age of 83 in 2012. After his passing, Lorraine established the Earl Potthoff Memorial Scholarship as a way to honor her husband and help another young man begin a career in the public utility field. The Electrical Distribution Systems Program prepares individuals to build, repair, and maintain electrical distribution systems overhead and underground, use safe practices and first aid, and perform pole top rescue. Well, the 2015-16 Travel Adventure Series, better known as Travelogue, is back in Fairfield. This year's lineup will prove to be most spectacular, as world travelers will take you to the far corners of the earth as they narrate each presentation in person. The Travel Adventure Series starts next Thursday, November the 5th, which will feature Eastern Canada RV Adventure, the Maritimes and Newfoundland, narrated by John Holode. January 14th, the Superior Land of the Woodland Drummer will be presented by Tom Sterling. February the 18th is America's Parklands Number 1, presented by Gray Warner. March 3rd, England's West Country, presented by Monty Brown. April 14th, Southern Europe, presented by Marlon Darragh. All five programs will be on a Thursday evening at the First Baptist Church in Fairfield. Each presentation will begin at 7:15. Season tickets are $30, available at McDowell, Kinslow, and Jessup or the Wayne County Farm Bureau office. This year's Travelogue is sponsored by the Fairfield Rotary Club and the Wayne County Farm Bureau. WFIW News Time, 12:22.
Vaughn's Tire in Fairfield has the major brand of tires that you're looking for. Mastercraft Tires now have a $60 mail-in rebate, and the Nexen brand has free road hazard and roadside assistance for the life of the tire. Vaughn's are offering 24-hour service, and for the farmer, they have on-site service when you need it. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's, or call 842-3500.
Hey there, everybody. Have you ever tried to get closer to God by simply changing your behavior? Well, a relationship with God is about much more than just the right do's and don'ts. Religion says to embrace new behavior and then you can experience God's love. But relationship says to embrace God's love first and then you can experience new behavior. When we truly receive God's love for us, our behavior will begin to adjust to reveal the results of that love. Let His love draw you close enough to change you. Hey, this is Chad Everett on the web at crossroadsbiblechurch.tv. Be blessed.
Plans have been finalized for the annual Veterans Day Parade in Fairfield. This year's parade has been set for Saturday, November the 7th, 3 p.m. Now, that's going to be a different time than in the past, so make note of that. Organizer Clifford Reavers encouraging all area groups, churches, and organizations to make plans to participate in this year's parade. Lineup will be on North 1st Street and will follow the same route as the homecoming parade. And they're going to be honoring all veterans this year, by the way, no one specific group. If you need any information and would like to submit an entry, now is the time to call Clifford Reaver at 516-3111. Illinois Route 14 west of McLeansboro is closed today for railroad crossing repairs. It is expected to be wrapped up and completed by 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Savatran Railroad will be making repairs to the crossings. Motorists should follow marked detour routes. No traffic will be permitted through the work area for the duration of the work. Also, a section of the North Wynoose Road is now closed for bridge replacement. This bridge is about 8/10 of a mile north of the Wayne County line. Folks who frequently use the Wynoose Road to access Route 50 need to use Route 130 as an alternate route. Illinois Department of Corrections says it will return five semi-trucks to a company that has walked away from a contract after the state failed to pay. The Larson Group agreed to a six-year contract in 2010 to lease five trucks to the Department of Corrections for $68,000 a year. The company decided to walk away from the contract 1 year early because the department says it owes them more than $17,000. An IDOC offshoot called Illinois Correctional Industries used the trucks. DOC spokesman Nicole Wilson says the agency is scheduled to return the trucks today. They're currently parked at a warehouse in Lincoln. Area residents are invited to join the Wayne County Humane Society for their Black Friday promotion, which is actually going to be in effect during the entire month of November. The event will feature $5 off any pet adoption. Wayne County Humane Society will be opening on Saturdays, November the 7th and the 21st, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's in addition to their normal hours of 9 to 5. Next Fairfield Blood Drive is coming up next Wednesday, November the 4th, 11:30 to 5:30 at the Community of Christ Church on Windsor Lane in Fairfield. All blood types are needed. Refreshments will be served and $25 Walmart gift cards will be awarded. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices closed up sharply yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering to $2.75 per barrel. And today, well, they're paying $39 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. And it is time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow is down 24.12 points at 17,755. The NASDAQ's down 16.39 at 5,079. The Standard & Poor's down a point at 2,089. In local and area deaths, 67-year-old Birmingham, Alabama resident Joyce A. Jasek died at 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at St. Vincent's East Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. She was retired as a data processor at EDS Corporation, a subsidiary of GM, also of the member of the Catholic Church. Survivors include her mother, Mildred Hargrave of Jeff, significant other, Claude Young of Birmingham, a daughter, Jill Jasek of Flint, Michigan, a sister, Debbie Van Gilder of Jeff, a brother, William, and a wife, Judy Simpson of Petersburg, Michigan. Several nieces and nephews. A graveside service for Joyce Jasek will be 2 o'clock Saturday at Pleasant Grove Cemetery at Fairfield. Those attending should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to the American Heart Association and will be accepted at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. 86-year-old Mill Shoals resident Wilma Jean King died Tuesday at her home. Services for Wilma Jean King will be 10 o'clock Friday morning at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Shrewsbury Cemetery. Visitation will be 6 to 8 tonight at Nagel's Funeral Home in Fairfield. 78-year-old Dunlap resident Shirley Feather died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Shirley Feather will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City, with burial in Hopewell Cemetery near Wayne City. Visitation will be 9:30 till the time of service on Friday at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. Memorials may be made to the Whitney's Walk of Life and will be accepted at Richardson's in Wayne City. Funeral services for Peggy S. Piper, 68 of Fairfield, will be 10:15 Sunday morning at Rock Community Church, burial in Cumberland Chapel Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. Funeral services for Donald F. Pike, 83 of Fairfield, will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation for Donald Pike, 5 to 7 tonight at Johnson and Vaughn and Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skill Care Comfort Room and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn and Fairfield. Funeral services for Charles Fred Bradshaw, 83 of Carmi, will be 2 o'clock Saturday at the Cherry Street General Baptist Church with a burial in Kingdom Cemetery with military rites. Visitation will be 10 a.m. Saturday till the time of service at the Cherry Street General Baptist Church. Memorials may be made to the Cherry Street General Baptist Church Food Pantry and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi or the church. Funeral services for Lyndall R. Cole, 75 of Mount Vernon, Illinois, will be 10 o'clock Friday morning at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Visitation will be 6 to 8 tonight at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Funeral services for Luana Edge, 69 of Paris, California, will be 1 o'clock Friday afternoon at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Mount Zion Cemetery. Visitation will be 12:30 till the time of service on Friday at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to the American Heart Association. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time, 12:30.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right, call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joe at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry, call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel, and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
And it is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high 57. Clear skies tonight, low 37. Sunny Friday, 59. About a 30% chance of showers Friday night, low 46. Chance of showers, showers likely Saturday, high 65. Slight chance of showers Sunday and Monday. 65 the high Sunday, 69 Monday, and sunshine Tuesday, high 72. 65 the high yesterday, 42 our low this morning. And at 12:32 under sunny skies, it's 53. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.